Thank you very much more. Today is Tuesday, December 19, 2023. The president of Cuba, Miguel Díaz-Canel, denounced that the Israeli government mercilessly massacres the people of Palestine and challenges the international community with its escalation of abuses. The Cuban president has on several occasions condemned Israel's attacks against the Gaza Strip, where more than 19,400 deaths have been reported since the beginning of the aggression on October 7. Last November, Díaz-Canel led a march held in Havana in solidarity with the Palestinian people and attended a cantata in which renowned Cuban artists advocated for a free Palestine and for peace and justice for the people of Gaza. Cuban permanent members continue this Tuesday their debate in permanent work commissions prior to the start of the last session of Parliament this year on Wednesday and Thursday. The Minister of the Food Industry, Manuel Sobrino, is scheduled to explain the effectiveness of the measures to counteract crime, corruption, and inequalities in the sector. Also, preparations and projections for the 2023-2024 sugar harvest, as well as the recovery prospects for the sector, will be discussed, among many other important issues. On the second day and last day of work of the commissions, aspects of their internal functioning and the legislative schedule for next year will be reviewed for each case. Cuba has an international migration study group, HEMI, which will investigate one of the issues that appear today in the economic, political, and social scenario. The director of the Center for Demographic Studies of the University of Havana, Antonio Aja, explained that migration is one of the main challenges of the largest of the Antilles. This academic entity is made up of a multidisciplinary group of specialists who are committed to promoting migration as a functional factor for Cuba's economic and social development strategy. The specialists valued the importance of studying the Cuban migration process, its characteristics and fundamental trends, and highlighted how this demographic phenomenon is included in the fourth objective of the policy approved to address the demographic dynamics in Cuba. During the debates of the Economic Affairs Committee of the National Assembly of People's Power, prior to the second ordinary period of sessions in its 10th legislature, the island's chief of state reiterated the commitment to move forward into the future without losing sight of the conviction and determination necessary to overcome the current economic challenges. He considered that while measures must be taken to address these challenges, it is vital to do so in a comprehensive manner and considering the effects on different sectors of society. In the long term, he stressed, such measures will help to put the economy in order. The Cuban president urged to address the problems with determination and optimism, highlighting the creative resistance visible in some provinces such as Villa Clara, where progress has been made in food production. In addition, he mentioned the concept of circular economy applied by some micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises which take advantage of waste to generate new products. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.